You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
It's Marketplace Tech for July 3rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Fitbits, Jawbones, Apple Watches, personal health and wellness technologies are projected to be a $5 billion business this year. Even President Obama wears a Fitbit on occasion. But as it turns out, wearable technologies have a big obstacle to overcome. Sensors, those miniaturized devices that measure things like speed and motion. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
There are lots of different kinds of sensors that can track many things, but the tiny electromechanical sensors inside consumer products like Fitbits, they've had some limitations.
A lot of these wearables end up in the sock drawer.
Karen Lightman heads an industry group of sensor makers.
After you watch your steps for like 1 week, you're like, yeah, I get it. I understand. I need to walk more. Like, okay, that's not helpful.
So what would be helpful?
What was the name of this activity? Pectoral flies? I'm going to call them flies.
How about a wearable that can track all your exercises? That's what Adam Tilton and Camille Kimilevsky are working on at the startup Rhythmio. They've come up with a program that better understands the data coming out of motion tracking sensors.
And four repetitions, it figured out what you're doing.
Yep, and it popped up on my mobile phone.
The program Tilton has designed learns each person's unique patterns of movement.
So if you give me 10 seconds of motion sensing data, I'll tell you whether the user did 10 jumping jacks or 5 bicep curls or whatever.
Tilton could make his program even more accurate if he had more sensors, ones embedded in clothes. But put those clothes in a washing machine and the sensors would be ruined. Current sensors can't be washed. Karen Lightman of the Sensor Industry Group says there are other limitations, too.
There's still issues with respect to interoperability.
As in sensors talking to each other.
There's still issues with respect to energy and power management. And for wearables, that's a big deal.
There's a race to overcome these limits. Recently, Samsung came out with a new all-in-one chip that's more energy efficient and has better communication. Intel has announced a similar chip. Mehran Mehrighani is an engineering professor at Case Western Reserve University. He says now sensors need to go a step further to measure what's happening inside our bodies.
For example, it would be fantastic to do long-term, non-intrusive blood glucose monitoring.
And how realistic is that right now?
The sensor technology is not there to be able to do that type of measurement reliably.
Eventually, Mehrighani says sensors will monitor lots of vital signs, and they'll become so important that they'll be embedded in us.
Like the Borg in Star Trek, you can't afford not to become part of the collective.
We are the Borg.
Okay, and if we resist this future?
Resistance is futile.
In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
This weekend is the 4th of July, and so we figured it was a good opportunity to do a special Silicon Tally that celebrated America's capital, which is why my guest today is Brad Jenkins, no relation to Leroy of internet meme fame. He is Washington, D.C.'s managing director of the comedy video website Funny or Die. Brad, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Let's do this, Ben.
One former DEA agent.
Ooh, I actually don't know. I've got nothing.
A former federal agent pled guilty on Wednesday to stealing bitcoins during the government's investigation of Silk Road. This guy's name is Carl Force.
I think I blame his parents for naming him Carl Force.
Officer Force, you're off the... What do you got for me?
26 million people
will be potentially affected by an AT&T DirecTV merger.
26 million people change their Facebook profile pics
Whoa.
To a rainbow filter version In support of the Supreme Court's marriage equality ruling.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
That is pretty cool. Did you change yours?
I did. And truth be told, I have a baby in my profile picture. So I feel like I'm allowed to make fun of, you know, the people who put their babies on Facebook all the time.
Yeah.
My baby looked great in monochromatic colors.
Does anyone get confused and think that your Facebook profile is actually the profile of a baby?
You know, it happens. I get pokes and some messages of like just goo goo gaga.
Right.
And I have to clarify that I'm an adult.
I have another social media one for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
14,190 retweets.
Is that the number of retweets of the president's account?
Mm-hmm. Getting warmer.
In relation to the marriage equality ruling?
Oh, it's way less important than that, unless you care more about guacamole than you do civil rights.
This is the beans in the guac?
The peas in the guac, yeah.
Right.
But do you put peas in your guac?
I do not put peas in my guac. And look, I breathe a huge sigh of relief when I saw the way the president took it to him.
What do you got for me?
$3 billion connected to the other Supreme Court ruling.
$3 billion is how much two hospital chains' stock jumped.
You essentially got it, man. That is the worth of the five largest publicly traded health insurance companies, their stock shot up. And again, huge sigh of relief. I was a little concerned about the 9 million people that may have lost their health care due to the ruling.
Yeah.
But I was really concerned about the health insurance giants and whether they were going to continue to make money. So, you know, we can all rest easy. Those health insurance companies are making bank.
Brad Jenkins at Funny or Die in D.C. That tweet from the president, by the way, came from a New York Times recipe the president was disagreeing with on Twitter. Wherever you fall on the guac debate, you can find my insights on Twitter. I'm at the Brock Johnson. I'll happily tell you that if you want to succeed in guac making this weekend, you better switch those limes out for lemons. Extra zing. Just saying. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.